with rising costs of electricity and concerns about our environment, more and more people are turning to green energy. And why not? Halliburton Solar and Wind is the green energy business that we're going to investigate today. Both solar and wind power. Brian Nash is the owner, and he joins us now. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Love your show.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So you guys sound like you have a lot of fun.
Oh, we do. We do. I mean, sir, God only knows we have to do it for the fun because we ain't getting paid for it. So fun is at the top of the list. We measure at the end of each show when we go off the air. Steve and I measure how much fun we had and whether we want to come back next week.
We have a fun meter.
Yeah. Brian, tell us about your business. Speaking about fun and making money, talk to us about the business.
Yeah, so I started this business, Halliburton Solar and Wind, in 2013, and I built my home up here in the north. I live up by Halliburton, and built my home back in 2008 off-grid, so I've got a wind turbine and solar, etc. And in 2013, you know, I'm very involved in my community. I had all sorts of people saying, you know what, I've got a friend who's got an acquaintance, and they bought a lot, and it's going to cost them $30,000 to bring hydro in. So what about off-grid? So I was helping different people, and I thought, you know what, maybe there's a business here. So I started this business up, and it's been a great ride ever since. We've had lots and lots and lots of fun, and we've been very fortunate. We're an award-winning off-grid firm. Won a big award down at InterSolar in San Francisco back in 2015 for a large off-grid project we did. And that sort of really, you know, gave us a jump start. And so we do work all over Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Sounds fascinating. I know a little bit about that whole industry, but not probably not enough. So I'm hoping to get a little information from you today. A friend of mine, you mentioned, you know, spending $30,000-$35,000 to bring electricity to a property, a rural property. A friend of mine just went through that. He needed power on an island.
Oh yeah.
And it cost him $32,000 for Ontario Hydro to run some lines over there.
Right.
Now the thing about his setup now is that it's secured. He knows that he will have power there. It doesn't matter what happens. He will always have power. Tell me, I mean, there's got to be some negatives that we should always look at if we're trying to go off grid, whether it's solar or wind. Let's start with the negatives. Let's get them over with, shall we?
Sure. So the negatives would be, it would all depend on the type of person or folks that you are. So, and it also further depends on budget. So obviously, so we have folks that go off grid who say, you know what, we want to live like we're on the grid. We don't want to make any kind of accommodations. We don't want to have to think. We don't want to have to maintain anything. We just want a great off-grid system that provides us with reliable, secure power year-round, and we get to do whatever we want. Okay, well, that's totally possible today. The equipment today is just unbelievable. It's incredible. And it can all be monitored online. You know, all of the costs are down by probably 70% in the last 10 years. So it's become extremely affordable. So for folks like that, the limiting factor would be cost, would be budget. But there's a lot of people that are moving up into the north, and they're picking up 100 or 500 acres. They're finding that beautiful little building spot that they want to build and sort of retire, and they're prepared to do that. Other folks that are going to say, you know what, I want to go up. Sorry, go ahead.
So I've got no money issues. Money is not an issue. I did buy a piece of property. Let's even say I bought an island.
Sure.
And I'm building on the island.
Sure.
And I'm that person you just mentioned. I don't want any interruptions. I don't want any excuses. I want to turn my devices on and there's power at the other end.
Yep.
And you know, I've got a modest sized building that I'm calling a summer home.
Yeah.
What sort of cost? Give me an idea of what my budget should be.
Sure. So off-grid systems are sized based on not the size of the home. It's about the people that are going to live in the home. So we go through with our customers what's called a load analysis to determine, obviously, if we're going to be supplying energy, we have to know what we're supplying. So by what, I mean how many kilowatt hours per day would you be consuming as a family or living in the home? You know, what sort of things do you have in the home, the duty cycle that has a surge load? What, you know, what 120-volt, 240-volt loads do you have, et cetera? That's what drives the budget, more or less, is, of course, quantity in kilowatt hours. and type of electricity that you're going to need.
Okay.
And so, is it a permanent home? Is it year round? Are we living there 12 months a year, or are we coming up in May and packing up in October?
So let me set the parameters for you so that during this next break you can give it some thought. The Countess and I, my lovely wife, who, by the way, you know, does need a fan on all night long, regardless of air conditioning, regardless of heat, furnace is cold, hot, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
we need to have a massive fan blowing over top of the royal bed. So we need that. She certainly would like to have that makeup mirror light up when she turns the switch on it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
For me, as you know, FNC1 is a pretty big boat. I use the electric motor a lot. I like to plug it in most nights after I come in off the water. And yes, we will be living there all summer long from, I would say the end of June right through till September. Mm-hmm. So hold that thought. I want you to do the calculations, right during this break, but I do have to stop right now.
Yes.
More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Good morning, everybody.
About a guest you heard on the radio?
Maybe you're out fishing and missed an episode. Want to catch up? Well, now you can. Facebook.com/Fishin' Canada to learn more about your favorite outdoor shows, Fishin' Canada Television, and Outdoor Journal Radio. Search the archive and download hundreds of radio episodes.
Like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at ODJ Radio.
And, of course, listen live, the Outdoor Journal Radio Show. More than ever, your definitive guide to the great outdoors.
Welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie over there, and we have Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis on the board, keeping us honest today, trying, anyways. With the rising cost of electricity and concerns about the environment, there's never been a better time to look at maybe turning a little green. I'm not talking with envy. I'm talking green energy. On the line with us is Brian Nash, owner of Halliburton Solar and Wind. And before we went to the break, I gave him a bit of a challenge. And, Brian, I missed one very important item.
Nope.
Hopefully
what's
your calculations.
That?
The Countess does like to have an automated system for the drawbridge. Okay. The old manual system, unfortunately, doesn't quite make it with her. So she needs to be able to push the button.
The clapper, right? She wants the clapper.
Or the clapper, well, whichever.
Yeah.
So what am I looking at?
You're going to spend somewhere between $18,000 and $25,000.
See, that I'm not just blowing smoke up your butt here. But see, to me, that sounds cheap.
Is that including labor?
That's installed. That's a pretty simple, basic install. So we're looking at 2 kilowatts of solar, charge controller, a battery bank that's going to be able to store, about 15 kilowatt hours, a 120, 240 volt inverter that will serve at maximum 3,500 watts. So, yeah, that'll come in around around 18 to 25 grand.
And
then you can move up in that system. So you can do a whole lot of different things. You can put in better panels that have higher efficiency. You can put in better batteries that charge way faster and can discharge to a much further, like a much deeper discharge rate. There's a whole lot of things that you can put in to improve that system. So to try to provide you with an accurate budget number on the bottom end, you'd spend between 18 and 25. On the top end, if you wanted to put in all the bells and whistles and make it sexy, you could spend upwards of $45,000.
And this would allow you to operate completely off the grid any time
during the
of day,
summer. 20... During the summer, seasonal cottage. Yep.
Wow. And is this obviously there's a storage component to this? Are we storing
batteries?
Energy?
Yep. So an off-grid system works based on generation or harvest, whether it be sun. In this case, we're talking solar, so it would be solar generation, and that current goes into a charge controller and. Charge controller monitors the state of charge in the battery bank to protect your batteries, and the inverter draws DC out of the batteries and inverts it to 120, 240, and provides that out to your load.
How does that compare to wind? Because I know you do both, right?
And yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, that's a great question. So permanent homes and folks that have a high budget tolerance are going to say, and some folks will say, you know what, we don't want to have anything to do with fossil fuels. We don't want a generator to be able to offset any alternative energy harvest during the low sun hour months. So we are going to put, those folks inevitably put in a hybrid system with a wind turbine. So wind speed and duration is inverse to sun hours, right? So, you know, right. In July, we got lots and lots and lots of sun, and we don't have a lot of wind. So in November, December, January, it's the inverse of that. So typically, homes would rely on, as a secondary charge source, a generator to be able to charge their batteries, because November, you know, up here in Halliburton in November, we just get a little over 1 hour of sun on average per day in November versus July, it's upwards of 8. So you don't design a solar off-grid system, obviously, for November. It would be enormous, right? So, right. So that's why you have a generator. And the alternative to that is putting in a wind turbine. Yeah.
And we're not talking about one of those great big, huge...
No. These are micro wind turbines. So they're sized up at 1 and 3 kilowatts in size, so they're small. The blade span on them is 11 feet. And typically they go up on a gin pole tower, so you can lower the tower easily and raise the tower very, very easily. And
See, I find that I hope I didn't give you the wrong impression that I'm you know, independently wealthy or anything else. But I did marry the
countess. The drawbridge kind of made me feel like, you've got the drawbridge, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, but that's not mine. That's all from the countess's side, okay? She's tapped into the royal funds for me. So yeah, that, you know what? I got to tell you, I'm shocked at how inexpensive a system could be for especially a summer home or even a cottage, you know, someplace that you visit once every couple of weeks. I think it's fantastic. Now, one other misnomer. I always thought that people who went, you know, and put those panels on their roofs and stuff and they tied into the grid, I always understood that they still consume energy and from Ontario Hydro, but they get a discount or something on what they're paying because they're putting stuff back into the system. So you're saying that a system at a cottage or a summer home works totally independent from Ontario Hydro.
Yes, totally independent, not connected to the grid at all. You are your own utility. You're generating your own electricity. Wow. You're storing your own electricity, and ultimately use your own electricity.
Yeah. How much maintenance is involved in something like this, though, Ryan? If I'm not the type of guy who's too handy and I don't, you know,
Absolutely nothing. You don't have to do anything. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, well, really. You know, there's sealed batteries. There's lithium phosphate batteries now. They require zero maintenance. The equipment itself, the power conditioning equipment itself, once it's set up properly, there's nothing you need to do at all.
Wow.
So, yeah, I know. So it's amazing.
I have to ask the obvious question. Why aren't more and more people jumping on this bandwagon?
Well, more and more people are. Certainly people that are building a new home or a new cottage, and you know, the most obvious candidate for off-grid are folks that you know, go to Hydro One. They say, okay, we got to get Hydro out to the property. What's that going to cost? So on an island basis, 95% of the time, it's far less costly to go off-grid than bring power to your island locate. And that applies, of course, similarly to people that are, you know, have wilderness properties, et cetera, hunt camps, that kind of stuff. So the offset to that is you're way ahead of the game going off-grid than bringing hydro in. Other people will go off-grid because of their values. They're looking to be independent. They want to have a sustainable lifestyle that they're responsible for. And others who have high budgets can exercise exclusively their sort of green value to be as responsible as possible to the environment.
Well, it sounds fascinating. I think there's a whole industry to be built there just with resort and lodge owners. We've got one coming up in a little bit on the program who owns Show Deer Lodge. He owns a couple of lodges, actually.
We do a number of hunt and fish camps up in the north. We're just doing one up in New Liskeard. And, you know, like this fella, he spends upwards of $30,000 a year in diesel. So there's an enormous offset, right? Even if he spends, you know, $60,000 on a big, robust off-grid system, he's got his money back in 2 years.
We need to tell the world about this stuff, buddy. We need get this.
It's fascinating.
Absolutely, and good on you, man. Sounds fantastic. Appreciate you joining us today, Brian. We'll bring you on again and talk. There's a million other questions, but I have other people that I need to get to, unfortunately.
This was fun.
Hey, Brian, I want to remind folks, you can go to HalliburtonSolarWind.com to get more information. HalliburtonSolarWind.com, and his name is Brian Nash. Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
That's fascinating.
Very cool.
We need to look into that. Maybe we could run the studio here with I mean, I know we spend a fortune on hydro.